Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Brother T, back with you on the blogtalkradio.com channel, The Best Hour. We're journeying through A Course in Miracles workbook, and today is lesson 41. Let's jump right in. God goes with me wherever I go. Today's idea will eventually overcome completely the sense of loneliness and abandonment, which all the separated ones experience. Depression is an inevitable consequence of separation. So are anxiety, worry, a deep sense of helplessness, misery, suffering, and intense fear of loss. The separated ones have invented many quote-unquote cures for what they believe to be the ills of the world. But the one thing they do not do is to question the reality of the problem. Yet its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real. The idea for today, God goes with me wherever I go, has the power to end all this foolishness forever. And foolishness it is. Despite the serious and tragic forms that it may take, deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the whole world. It will cure all sorrow and pain and fear and loss, because it will heal the mind that thought these things were real and suffered out of its allegiance to them. You can never be deprived of your perfect holiness, because its source goes with you wherever you go. You can never suffer, because the source of all joy goes with you wherever you go. You can never be alone, because the source of all life goes with you wherever you go. Nothing can destroy your peace of mind, because God goes with you wherever you go. We understand that you do not believe all this. How could you, when the truth is hidden deep within under a heavy cloud of insane thoughts, dense and obscuring, yet representing all you see? Today, we will make our first real attempt to get past this dark and heavy cloud and to go through it to the light beyond. There will be only one long practice period today. In the morning, as soon as you get up, if possible, sit quietly for some 3 to 5 minutes with your eyes closed. At the beginning of the practice period, repeat today's idea very slowly. Then make no effort to think of anything. Try instead to get a sense of turning inward, past all the idle thoughts of the world. Try to enter very deeply into your own mind, keeping it clear of any thoughts that might divert your attention. From time to time, you may repeat today's idea if you find it helpful, but most of all, try to sink down and inward away from the world and all the foolish thoughts of the world. You're trying to reach past all these thoughts. You're trying to leave appearances and approach reality. It is quite possible to reach God. In fact, it is very easy, because it is the most natural thing in the world. You would even say it is the only natural thing in the world. The way will open if you believe that it's possible. This exercise can bring very startling results, even the first time it's attempted. And sooner or later, it is always successful. We'll go into more detail in connection with this kind of practice as we go along, but it will never fail completely. And instant success, is possible. Throughout the day, use today's idea often, repeating it very slowly and preferably with eyes closed. Think of what you are saying, what the words mean. Concentrate on the holiness which they imply about you, on the unfailing companionship which is yours, on the complete protection that surrounds you. You can indeed afford to laugh at fear thoughts, remembering that God goes with you wherever you go. Let's take a good deep breath. God goes with me wherever I go. So let's join together in a moment of silence as we allow this idea for today to just sit with us here for just a minute, as we allow this to be an insightful experience. Let's take a good deep breath. God goes with me wherever I go. Well, we are 41 days into the workbook lessons. And it's been told to me that by the time students get to around the first 75 lessons or so in A Course in Miracles, that their lives truly begin to change. I mean, we're literally only about a month away from being around 70 to 75 lessons. But I think already our lives have changed. If we're paying attention to this teaching, we are already beginning to transform our lives. We're already beginning to withhold judgment. We're already beginning to be present without judgment, to see our brothers through the eyes of innocence, to recognize that we are not alone, even if it's just for a couple of minutes that we spend turning inward for introspection and for connection and for joining in communion and union with the higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind. And in this lesson, God. Because God goes with me wherever I go. And the Holy Spirit is the capital V voice for God. And so, as an aspect, as a part of being one with what God is, God must be going with me wherever I go, because I can never be outside myself. I can never be separate from myself. So last week we talked a little bit about the spacious self. And I'm at least in my current, and of course it all changes, right? But in my current understanding and what I'm coming to and in my study and my work of this curriculum, I've come to be able to see things personally for myself more clearly when I begin to recognize the different selves, the different aspects of who and what I am, as well as the different aspects of my separated self, if I can call it that, the ego self, has all of these aspects that we can label. And label, some of them we label emotions, but they're still just attributes at the end of the day. There's the worrying self. There's the greedy self. There's the fearful self. There's the cautious self. There's the aspect of the skeptic. There's the aspect of the protector, the aspect of the controller. And we have many things that we could sit down and begin to parse out, separate out all of the different aspects and the emotions that we kind of tie to those different aspects and how those aspects express. And that's just the ego self, if you will. But there is a higher self. And we talk about the sleeping self, and we talk about the one self, and we talked about last week the spacious self. So let's take a moment again as we kind of continue our exploration of these metaphors, for lack of a better term. We're moving towards knowing, but knowing is not learning. We're actually learning. We're in the learning phase as we journey through A Course in Miracles, the workbook and the text and the manual for teachers. But there's always more. And as we discover that more, we begin to realize that we go through the learning phase ultimately to get to the point of unlearning. And it seems oxymoric, but the ego self, the small self, the human personality self, and I kind of lump them all together, if you will, it thinks in very linear 3D terms. A takes us to B, takes us to C. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very, very, everything, it really kind of tries to understand the world and explain the world and believe in the world in linear terms. But God, if you will, the voice within us that travels with us all day. That is a part of what we are. We are a part of God's mind. God goes with me wherever I go. That self is not linear. And so for me, when I discuss the spacious self, it helps me to move into at least a concept of non-linear being, if I can put it that way. And it's the space of being present in the now moment, non-linear. Time is very linear. And we think time to be constant, but I think at this point proven it is not, for the most part. Even we discover now, I'm beginning to discover, that light itself, which we thought from a Newtonian perspective was a speed that was constant, it is not. And in different areas of our galaxy, depending on where we're at, if you will, time itself moves differently. It would be speeded up or slowed down. And light actually travels at different speeds. So we're moving beyond just this linear concept of ourselves in our study of quantum physics, but I'm not a scientist. I would say I'm more of a metaphysician, because there is the potential to get in touch with the mind within us that is the mind of knowing. And once we have achieved even a rudimentary or a first connection with that knowing of self, we, from that moment on, begin to move towards being the elevated self of form. Another self. So we have the small self, and then we have the awakening self, and then we have the spacious self, right? And we have the ability to be the expression of the elevated self in form. So it does sound like a journey. And sometimes it can sound like a lot of work. But giving yourself the space to have a practice today of even just one practice period of 3 to 5 minutes can change your life. And it can change the lives of people around you. In the past few days, we've talked about reaction versus response, and how once we take that good deep breath and we turn within and we connect, we join in union with our higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, then we become and begin to express ourselves as that self. Ultimately, that is the journey, to remember ourselves. And in that remembering, there is a transformation. Not unlike the transformation when you wake up from your sleep every night. There's a complete transformation. And the self that you thought you were is not who you'd ultimately realize you are indeed not that self. You're not the sleeping self. And you give way to accepting that as your reality for a brief period of time, a few hours every day, if you will, but still you know in this self, in this awakened self of human form, that's not who you are. You don't think that you're wasting your day all day today so you can go back to sleep tonight and be that self, because you know that that is a diminished self from who and what you really are. And your higher self, would you not imagine knowing who and what you really are, sees this self, this ego self, the self that gives so much commitment and acceptance to the thinking of the world, of anger, fear, guilt, and all the insanity that goes with it? Would we not imagine that your higher self, your true self, would look at that self and know that that was a diminished concept of self as compared to what God has created you to be. I am as God created me to be. God goes with me wherever I go. You can never be deprived of your perfect holiness because its source goes with you wherever you go. You can never suffer because the source of all joy goes with you wherever you go. When we are told that Jesus, our brother Jesus Christ, suffered for our sins, this is saying that is not possible. That is not true. That is seeing an event through the eyes of the mind of fear and making commitment to that and teaching that. That is a human perception. That is a misperception. It is a perception of error. A miracle is a sudden shift of perception. Our brother Jesus did not suffer for you because God requires nothing of any kind. God did not create suffering. So this is literally flying in the face of almost everything we've been taught by our traditional institutions about the way things are and who and what we are. And of course, it makes sense when he says, we understand that you do not believe all this. And he's saying, notice please, that he's saying we. Because spirit is joined as one. The voice of the one is the voice of the many. The voice of the one self, the true voice of the one self, is the voice of the many selves. And we are all one. The skeptic, the controller, the protector, the greedy self, the fearful self, the worrying self, the anxious self, the depressed self, the shameful self, the guilty self. We could go down through the list again, but it's just one self. The many voices of the one self, the voice of the many selves. It's very difficult. Can you imagine to try to get your sleeping self to grasp all of these concepts? You would say, well, maybe it's not capable. But I can tell you for sure, I'm not going to get my cat to grasp all these concepts. I'm not going to teach my cat to drive my car. Not going to happen. It's not capable of grasping the construct of mind or the construct of how my automobile runs, engine, how a gasoline engine runs, or in these days, an electric engine runs. We still don't even really understand electricity. We even look at it as something that's contained within a wire. Oh, but it's much more than that. Much, much more than that. And still beyond our ability to conceive of it conceptually and to say that we really understand or really know it. So do not, I'll just say my admonition is do not be hard on yourself. We're moving from learning to unlearning. And it's really more about letting go of the exercise that we continuously, you know, distract ourselves with of trying to put things in a linear pattern. We'll move from being the meditator to being the enlightened one. We move from being, you know, the angry personality ego self to being something else, and we've got to do A, B, C, D. Of Course in Miracles will tell you, you need do nothing. Relax. Take a good deep breath. Be present. In this lesson, he's really telling us to just try to get a sense of turning inward past all of your idle thoughts of the world. And you could say, well, Brother T, we've talked about this before. Well, you bet. And we will talk about it again and again and again. And we'll keep saying the same thing almost continuously because we're in a time of learning. And we do not yet understand all that's available to us on this journey. We do not understand until we do. But make no mistake that the world has been teaching its lessons continuously over and over and over and over, nonstop, 24/7. You can't escape it. It's everywhere. We are victims. We are humans. We die. We sin. We should be afraid of each other. We should be afraid of God. All of its teachings are upside down and absolutely insane. But if it's all we know, it certainly doesn't seem like an error. It's what everybody else accepts. It must be true. And here's our brother Jesus once again telling us things are not quite the way you think they are. False evidence appearing real. It's just not true. This idea for today has the power to end all this foolishness forever. And foolishness it is, despite the serious and tragic forms it may take. Deep within you is everything that is perfect. And you've heard me say it over and over. We'll continue to say it. The truth about you, you are the energy of the Creator in action. And you're perfect, neither behind the port in perfection nor advancing toward it. And you must see yourself therefrom. You are perfect, deep within you. So our journey is to a goal without distance, but it's within our mind. It's within our heart. This is a process of literally beginning to listen with the ears, if you will, of the heart, to begin to pay attention to our feelings and to let the thinking self, the linear thinking mind, just, well, if you will, take a break. Back off a little bit. Give us a little room. Give us a little bit of room. God goes with me wherever I go. Sounds so simple and so true. But I know from my experience, ongoing experience, there are times every day, I would say in my journey at this point, still the majority of my time every day is spent in reacting, witnessing to, and observing the outer. But this is about us becoming the observable, moving from the reactionary expression that we tend to and have been conditioned to automatically express based on whatever we see around us. This is about slowing down our pace a little bit. It's really about being more mindful. And we've, of course, heard that term before, but mindfulness, which is a very popular expression in Zen philosophy, is part of this, absolutely part of this practice, being mindful. And that's exactly what every one of these lessons is leading us to becoming more adept at, being mindful. Taking a break on multiple opportunities every day to take a good deep breath, to notice our breathing, to come to center, to tune in to the voice of our heart and ask ourselves, do I recognize that God goes with me everywhere I go? God goes with me wherever I go. Period, period, period. Cannot be alone. And what good news, right? What good news that this idea has the power to end all of the suffering of the world. If we begin to let go of illusion and mass consciousness, joined with our brothers and sisters, is there any doubt that the world would change, that our experience of the world must change? And then we, all of us together, become the expression of the elevated self of form. We see Christ in our brothers and sisters because they are Christ. Christ consciousness is not a person. It is a state of mind. It is indeed a state of mind. Let's take a good deep breath. I feel so blessed that you're participating and following along with me in this practice. Doing the workbook lessons every day, spending 30 minutes a day with you in discussion of these lessons is my practice. And I'm honored that you are participating with me in this practice. When I say my practice, I'm just saying this is my daily spiritual ritual to be in communion with you. Our minds are joined right now. As you're listening to these words, we are never all alone. We are never alone at all. And we are joined together when we come together in discussion about truth, wherever we may be, because time itself is truly not linear. There is only now. I do indeed feel truly blessed to spend this time with you, and I appreciate you sharing this. If you know someone or you think in any way that this can help someone, by all means, if you find value, let it change you. But I appreciate you so very much, and I wanted to be sure and tell you that today. We are all indeed together in this journey, and there's very, 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 very much to be thankful for and in gratitude about and excited about. I love you, my brothers and sisters. And I look forward to being back with you tomorrow. But as we go through our day today and throughout the day, use today's idea as often as we can. God goes with me wherever I go. And so it is. Stay the course. We'll be back tomorrow.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send